Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Good morning and welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5, hour number three underway. Thank you so much for listening on this Friday morning. Still to come on the program, State Senator Chris Elliott, that's at the bottom of the hour, our returning champion from Daphne, will join us. We'll get his thoughts on what transpired these last few days up in Montgomery. But joining us now, man of the hour, a good friend of mine, was always came on my show on Fridays, speaking of which, when I was in Huntsville, and would bring his guitar. Not able to have his guitar today, but we'll try to set that up later. State Representative Mike Ball. Good morning, Representative. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, it's certainly a big morning or a big day for you, I think. This is something you've been working on ever since I've known you. These issues of CBD oil and then medical cannabis. And now you have a bill. It's gotten through. The Senate concurred. Now it's to the governor's desk. Just your thoughts on where you are this morning.
Well, you know, I'm relieved. It's been a burden for me, and you know, so you know, it's a long story of how I got here and wound up doing it, and it's been something that there's just been a lot of things that lined up to make this happen, like it happened, things outside of our control, and I see how many people it might help or it will help. The thing is, at this point, it's just like there's a big weight off of my shoulders, and I can breathe a little bit easier, and it's just a relief to me. So obviously, medical marijuana has already helped me.
Well,
that was a joke.
Yeah, I knew where you were going with that. Tell us, Representative, there were some changes made, but anything significant with these amendments and what you, I mean, you, for those that weren't paying attention to this, Representative Ball for like 12 hours or so on Tuesday and then picked it back up again on Thursday, took questions and during a filibuster, I think it was more to delay something else going on in the chamber, but withstood all of these questions. The amendments, especially the ones coming out of the Health Committee, does it change anything significantly? Are you happy with the finished product?
You know, I'm very content with where we are. The amendments, what came out of Health Committee was a good deal where we needed to be, and the amendments that we added to the floor. On the floor, looked to me like good amendments that helped the bill. We fought some off that we had some concerns about, and you know, I'm really content with where we are.
Well, and I guess it's as far as I can tell. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's going to come in one form, and that's some kind of gummy form. But it's only going to be one flavor. That seems to be kind of that.
No, there's several different forms, but it's not going to be smokable. But there are different forms, you know, like pills and capsules and gelatin. The gummies is one of them people talk about. But, you know, there are each one of those forms that's there is necessary for certain ailments that it can help. And, you know, nobody's going to be smoking joints and running wild. People that want to do that, you know, they can go see their local weed dealer and get whatever it is they want. And you know, they might get arrested, but they probably won't. I mean, you know, what's so sad is people that are abusing it are abusing it. And the main thing that we have been doing is keeping this plant from being used in the manner in which I think God intended it to be used. And keeping it away from people who could be helped. So, you know, I think we've set our course in a good direction, and it's going to take. It's very deliberate. This has been well thought out. We are going to. It's going to take a little while to get everything set up, but this is. I think 20 years from now, people will look back and say this was a good move. It was a turning point for the state of Alabama. I hope it was a turning point for the state of Alabama in more ways than just about medical cannabis.
Well, that leads me to the next question. You know, that was the big pushback you got. This is the gateway. This is the first salvo on the road to recreational marijuana. And then I guess marijuana is the gateway drug to everything else. And next thing you know, we're going to be shooting up heroin south side of Birmingham or something. That was kind of the gist of a lot of your opposition. But
I think they're already shooting up heroin on the south side of Birmingham.
I think you're right, too. I haven't been to Five Points South lately, but it's not a fun place to be. But does this set up the framework for something later on down the road?
You know what? We don't know what's going to happen down the road. It depends on the vision. You know, the Bible says where people have no vision, where there is no vision, the people perish. And these are competing visions. I mean, there are people that see the bad direction that we can go and how bad everything can be. But the thing is, but I see hope. I see a direction of how sometimes people get so busy fighting what it is they're afraid of that it stands in the way of doing good. And you know what? I believe we're all put on this planet to do good.
Do you think that the process
is good?
Let me ask you this. Do you think the process of getting this through was abused, though, because of the pending gambling bill? The reason you went through what you went through, and then because there was a lot, it looked to me like there's a lot of overlap. The no gambling caucus, if you will, really lined up with the anti-medical marijuana caucus. That it was. Normal circumstances, it wouldn't have taken this long to get through your chamber.
I would probably disagree. I think those people that were filibustering this bill were against this bill. They were trying to stop this bill. I think if it had been standing alone, it would have been the same thing. Now here's what I was afraid of, or my concern, and what I saw happening. If the speaker hadn't have stepped in, it would have happened. There was a plan afoot to have medical cannabis after gambling, and that would have killed it. There were so many things along this long journey of things that could kill it, and they would think it was dead, but it kept coming back to life. It wouldn't stay dead. I don't want to draw a parallel there, but it does remind me of something else.
This is certainly, though, I think significant in that, you know, before this, the big news out of the legislature this quadrennium probably was rebuild Alabama. Maybe you make the case for the abortion ban. But this at least gives what I think, and tell me if I'm wrong, something for you guys to showcase that polls really well among the public.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the strange thing. I think as the nation and the rest of Alabama looks at what the legislature did, this will be noteworthy. And there are those who cannot see the good. And if they looked as deep into this as I have, and you know, I'm a simple man. I don't know everything about everything. I was an investigator. Investigators don't have to know much. They just have to know who to ask. And Dr. Jerzy Schlabarski gave me plenty of, the guy who headed up the UAB research gave me plenty of information I could rely on about the efficacy of this plant. And this bill we passed, it came from Senator Janice Bowling in Tullahoma, Tennessee, who has been working on it for years with conservative legislators from other states who had gone, to recreational and it had medical and saw the mistakes they made. This framework we started out with was not an accident. And listen, and that Senator Janice Bowling, listen, she is an Eagle Forum right-wing hardliner on every other issue but this. And the thing is, I know Senator Janice Bowling. She's seen the same thing I did on this. So that being said, this thing has been where we are at right now. It has been going on for a long time, and I don't believe that there's any one person that has controlled it, and it certainly hasn't been the marijuana industry that has driven this. I know what's driven it because I have been in the middle of it, and it is compassion for the suffering, for the sick, and for the ailing, and I know that because I've seen it over and over. I didn't mean to get on my diatribe again.
Well, we just got a couple more minutes here before we have to let you go, but walk us through this. Governor signs it. It's still going to be a little bit until this is actually put in place, right? It's going to take some time.
Because the governor signs it, and the people who are appointing the commissioners have to find the people to serve on the commission, and it's really spelled out. The commission will be very professional people. And the thing is, the commission, it will be very important to get a good commission. And when the commission gets in place, then it has to be confirmed by the Senate, which will have to be in session in order for the Senate to confirm the commissioners. And but you know, the sooner we can get the commissioners in place and get them to work and start getting this moving, then the better off we'll be.
But are we talking months, years? What do you think?
Could be 18 months. You know, I guess it is possible that if we have a special session, that the Senate Confirmation Committee might be able to confirm some of the people in between. But without a special session, they're not going to be able to do it until next year. And then the commission will have to go to work setting this up. So it could be as long as 18 months before people really start getting relief, which is so sad because if we had done this in 2019, it would already be in place and working. Although where we're at, it has been vetted more solidly. I think we have a better bill than we had in 2019. And if the COVID thing hadn't come through, I believe we would have passed it last year. But, you know, things happen for a reason, and we are where we are. And that being said, this has been a very deliberative process, and it will continue to be. And those people that are afraid of recreational, it's not going to happen unless the people of Alabama want to do it, and if the legislature takes action to do it. This is not the nose in the camel tent.
That it's being made out to be at least.
Yes, yes.
But just real quick before I let you go here, the one of the other criticisms that sets up this humongous bureaucracy, and we heard it throughout this debate, but I just want to get your thoughts on it, that this is it sets up its own police force. It's nothing of the sort, it seems. It seems more like, I don't know, when you open up a restaurant, you have health inspectors. Is that more of a fair comparison than its own law enforcement arm?
That is the fair comparison. You know, no government is chaos. Too much government is tyranny. So we have to have government to provide structure to our society and things that we perceive as having some danger, to regulate it and control it. And you know, that's what government does. And the fact is, the reason we're doing this at the state level is because the federal government grossly overreacted to cannabis when it made it Schedule 1, so it couldn't be researched and it couldn't be used. They used too much force on cannabis. They should have done something, but they did way too much. And so they, in fighting what they saw as the bad, they suppressed the good. And so the federal government hasn't done what they should have done to address this properly, and take it, and they've still left it on Schedule 1, and you never know when they're going to do what they're going to do. And so what we're doing is, this is a classic 10th Amendment thing. We see a need for our people, and what Alabama is doing is we are taking it on ourselves to get a meaningful regulatory body and do this ourselves, because the federal government has refused to act. And I don't understand how these people who are such proponents of the state's rights, of the 10th Amendment, and the people who, you know, there's a bill passing, which I don't really have a problem with, which says any presidential order that's made that they don't agree with, that they think might be constitutional, we can ignore it, which I mean, I'd probably vote for that bill. This is bad. But people get so locked up with their fear of marijuana and the pot smokers and all of that they can't see. To me, I hate to call them hypocrites, but it looks like hypocrisy to me.
Hey, Representative, we're up against a break here, but we do appreciate it. I know it was a late night, and I'm very appreciative of you coming on this morning.
Thank you.
State Representative Mike Ball, ladies and gentlemen, let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean.